A Prayer for Freedom from Guilt by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Scanning through social media, I landed on a post about a group of misbehaving teens. The comments that followed showed frustration with their actions. As I read, a knot grew in the pit of my stomach because it brought back memories of my own questionable choices. Choices I wish I could take back, or at least get a do-over, but I couldn't. So those feelings of guilt came creeping back without warning. When we give our lives over to Jesus and accept God's gift of eternal life, God forgives us, no doubt about it. Yet the consequences of past sins may last beyond what our grieving hearts can handle. So what do we do when guilt surfaces, long after we've become new creations in Christ? Is there a way to live in peace, knowing the wrongs of our past? So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Knowing the truth of God's wonderful forgiveness will not remove all memories of our past, but it will help us live in freedom. Guilt can draw us deeper into the pit of self-condemnation, or it can compel us to share the love of our Savior with others. It's our choice. Guilt comes in many forms. We may feel guilt over a past we're ashamed to claim, or a decision that affected someone else, like a family member or friend. Wherever the guilt originated, the choices we make today can determine whether we shine a light on unforgiveness or on the redeeming power of Jesus. Let's embrace freedom from guilt today with this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, when I committed my life to your Son Jesus and I asked him to come live in my heart, you forgave me for my past sins. I am grateful for that forgiveness, but sometimes those memories resurface. I feel guilty over any pain I caused and struggle to forgive myself. Lord, I know your word says in Psalm 103:12 that you removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. Help me to remember this truth when guilt keeps me bound to the problems from my past. Help me to understand I am a new creation, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. You removed the old and created something new in me. I give you praise for this awesome gift. As I go through today and all the days ahead of me, I'll look to your word for help as I focus on sharing the redeeming love of Jesus. I refuse to stay chained to the person I once was. But instead, I'll embrace freedom through Christ. The grace you gave me, I now choose to give to others. Thank you for unending mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.